Between post-World War II and his death on September 14, 1994, Frank Wysoshansky, Wyso, produced over 5,000 works of art. He was a man driven, using pen, ink, watercolor, oil, crayon, and sculptures. Wyso told a story with such passion that his place in the art world is forever assured. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. This is the first time that his work is being shown since his passing, and a large survey of his work is up now at Monsoon Gallery, 11 East 3rd Street on the south side of Bethlehem. Gallery director, Ranjit Pawar.
In terms of the Frank Wyso exhibit, it's something that simply, I guess the best way to say it, just I was blessed that it came in my direction. I was not looking for him. And I was actually rather unaware of his art. The reason why it came to me is there's a Lehigh professor by the name of Steven Lechek, works in the video department, and he had done a small, set of movies, just a little documentary on Wyso about 15 years back. Unfortunately, of course, Mr. Wyso passed away in 94. And when he did, his brothers, going through the house, find this little video. So they said, well, let's call this guy up. And sure enough, Stephen, we're Frank Wyso's brothers. Perhaps you could help us out here. Frank didn't have any friends. We assume, being as you got this close to him, perhaps he liked you. And you could do something to help us out. Said right off the bat, well, fathers, I'm not necessarily an art connoisseur, and I'm not necessarily either the holiest of men, just an average guy. And they said, don't worry, we'll pray for you. Of course, after some more convincing over the next few years, Stephen eventually got around to that, and he got into cataloging the work of Frank Wyso a couple years back. Turns out there's about 5,000 pieces of artwork that he had left. All different types of work, from your traditional painting all the way up to sculptures. And he utilized every single form he could imagine. Most unique things that he would do is he would use carbondo because it's whatever he could grab a hold of. He was of meager means, humble means, the whole family was. He was a son of a miner. And as I said, he has four brothers. They all happen to be priests. So, he wasn't the kind of guy who, ran the town and frequented the local galleries or anything of that nature. He just woke up in the morning and painted. He just did his artwork all day until he got tired and went back upstairs and went to sleep. So he's a very intriguing individual because he did all this work independent of anybody else. He didn't necessarily go out there to learn anything. He just felt it. It was a passion. It was an emotion he was going through, and he expressed it as such. Very unique because in today's world, with everything being so connected and the world being as small as it is, that's the unique quality, is the fact that this gentleman could live his entire life, 79 years, and stay in his homestead, his family's home. He stayed there throughout his life and work within his basement. Never too concerned with going too far out there. Although it is something that did irk him so that he felt people might not ever know of him outside of Scranton. And it was something that did concern him. But it wasn't concerning enough that he would leave Scranton and go brave the world out there in the art community. Nonetheless, when Stephen garnered all this work, and the idea was, well, what do we do with it? How do we get his work out? How do we get it into a museum? How do we get it into other galleries? How do we get the community at large, the entire country, to recognize Mr. Wyso? He garnered the help of another professor there, Beresford Booth. Fairly well-respected artist and art professor. Most people in the Valley are aware of him. And, of course, first thing he thought of, lucky for me, was Monsoon. And so it is. The work was brought down here. I went through the process of going through everything, deciding on what makes sense for the gallery, what makes sense for presenting Weisso's work and its true, the breadth of his work, because it's fairly difficult to focus on one style and one style only. It seems as if to do so would be disrespectful to Mr. Weisso. Somebody with as much of an ability as he had, it's definitely something that you want to show everybody. And once we took into account all of his work and curated the event, then came the framing. Mr. Weisso was one of those individuals who simply painted and put the work up against the wall, and it may have sat there for years on end. It wasn't something he was too concerned with conserving. It wasn't something that he was too concerned with keeping for generations to come. He merely wanted to make sure that he enjoyed his time while he did that painting. When he's done with it, he's done with it. Now I have something else in my mind, he'd say. And there he goes.
And the other thing that's remarkable is that it's such a mature vision. They are very, even though, like you said, there's some sculptures and there's, you know, the pen and inks and the wax resist and all different mediums that, have, I guess, apparently, by and large, he taught himself all of that. But there is a real maturity and a consistency in the vision of all of them. He was a man, obviously, by the fact that he sat in his basement and painted for most of his life. He was somebody that knew exactly what he wanted to see and document and put down on a canvas. And that's to me, the most remarkable part of his story. Second only to the fact that he hadn't been discovered till now, which is really remarkable.
Well, that's one of the unique qualities of Weisso. People did collect his work, but it was more of something they just found. Oh, this is pleasant. This is nice. I'd like to. That reminds me of my father working in the mines, or that looks like the farm near our house. But he merely just would sell a piece here and there at a very small nominal cost just to get enough supplies for the next set of paintings he would do. So, you know, being as he didn't truly value his work at the degree that he could have, it never really got outside of the small communities in the area. If you would go to a flea market or have a small show at a local gallery, and it's. I guess it's one of those things where the old adage, you know, you never know this artist, he's not famous until he's passed. I think in today's world, being a gallery owner, dealing with Monsoon on a daily basis, I encounter artists from all different walks of life that are very well recognized. They have a market value all around the world. But the uniqueness here is that sure, they're recognized, and when they pass, perhaps their works will be, you know, even more recognized. But the scale of which, the exponential growth of their recognition, won't truly exist. It's something that you see in Weisso that the new millennium, and here he is, now he's really getting his work out there. It's almost something that you would have expected to encounter hundreds of years back, but not in today's world, to not be known.
Monsoon Art Gallery Director Ranjit Pawar. To learn more about Weisso and his work, go to www.monsoongalleries.com or give the gallery a call at 610-866-6600. They're located at 11 East 4th Street on the south side of Bethlehem. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.